test.
Test.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great, how great is our God! Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end.
Praise God. Praise God. No better way than to start a service just worshiping and praising God. So good to see y'all this morning. Hope everyone's doing well. What a beautiful, beautiful day the Lord's given us. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We always want to open up with prayer and just thank the Lord for everything that He's doing, for His many blessings. And if you have a prayer request this morning or a need, just show by raising your hand. Well, that same God that we've just sang about is the same God that created all. And He can take care of all if we place it in His mighty hands. Do you have anybody else got a praise report or just something that God has touched? Just raise that other hand and let's just worship Him this morning as we go to the Lord in prayer. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You and we love You for this beautiful day You've given us, dear Lord, for this opportunity that we have to gather together in Your house and in Your mighty name. Dear Lord, as we come together now, dear Lord, may we just put all of our attention on You. Lord, may we just allow You just to bless us, dear Lord. Just continue to minister to each and every one of us. Lord, You know each and every situation. Lord, You've seen the hands that were raised. Dear Lord, those needs that are needed right now, dear Lord, for healing, for touch, for protection, dear Lord, for provisions. Dear Lord, we just love You and we thank You for it. Dear Lord, I just want to worship You this morning. Lord, we just want to lift You up and honor You. Lord, again, we thank You for this day. Dear Lord, we ask You to bless our pastor and his family. Lord, strengthen them as they go about Your work. Dear Lord, continue to bless our church. You've blessed us so much. Lord, each and every ministry that goes forth from here, dear Lord, just let us honor You and to provide for You. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your love. Dear Lord, for each and every one that's here this morning. Lord, for our guest and the family that we've not seen in a while, dear Lord, we just thank You and love You. Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen,
amen, amen. Let's give Him another hand clap of praise. I don't know. You may not know this smile any different than any other smile that I throw out at you, but I just want to let you know how great God is. And I've been thinking about praise and worship and just something. I just wanted something special. And I actually was praying for it this morning. And for them to open up with that song, I tell you what, there's nothing any better that I could put out. But now as people are coming in and y'all getting settled in, set your purses and Bibles down for a moment. Let's worship God. And I'm just going to ask if we can do that one more time. Let's continue. What other better song could we do right now? But just to praise God. Do you mind? Let's just do it again. We can just do it from where you're at if you want to. Just crank it up. How great our God is. Let's all just worship. You know the words? They've got them on the screen. Just worship the Lord.
Age to age He stands. Time is in His hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God?
just love you. You may be seated if you can. Lord, I just love that perfect timing. Just exactly what God's answering prayers right now for so many of us. And I know how great God is. You know, I'm going to ask you, as you go through this day, go through this week, as you look at things, it doesn't matter what it is, but tell me you can't see God in it. And I'm talking about His creation, His love for us. In our Sunday school class, last year our theme was God's character. But to go along with this year, as we're reading the Bible, it's God is. And those two areas right there, it just opens up. Every time we read another chapter, you can just see God in it and everything that He does. And everything He's preparing for you and I. Just want to continue. Just leave you with that note this morning. I'm not going to hold us up. I know we've... But I think if we need to not worry about it. Let's give it to God this morning. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering and get a little business out of the way and then turn it over to the choir. We just love the Lord this morning. Do we have any announcements need to come forth? I don't know if this is out of bell week or not. It is? All right, it'll be Tuesday night. Praise God, ladies, if you want to join. Just continue to pray for all of our ministries. I saw a crowd over in Children's Church this morning, too, as we was leaving our Sunday school. I looked over and I told Brother Tony, I said, it looked like you're going to have a full house. And we both said, praise the Lord. So thank you for bringing your kids and your grandkids. Each and every one of you, if you're not in Sunday school, this is a perfect opportunity for you to join. We have two adult classes and we have the children's classes. We'll make room for anybody. We got plenty of chairs. So make yourself at home and come. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord just to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Voice this morning. Penny slung this one on us. We can't do anything without the Lord anyway, and I'm doing it for His glory, that He would get glory. So y'all just pray for our voice this morning.
Your goodness, I would be desperate
without your love, slave to the darkness. If it wasn't for the cross, you have won me with your kindness, chased me down when I was lost. Where would I be if it wasn't for the cross? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. I was a prisoner. Now I'm not. With your blood, you bought my freedom. Hallelujah! For the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
All my shame was met with mercy. Now your mercy will be my song. And oh, the glory, oh, the power of the cross. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. I was a prisoner. Now I'm not. With your blood, you bought my freedom. Hallelujah! For the cross. By your stripes I'm healed. By your death I live. The power of sin is overcome. It is finished. It is done. By your stripes I'm healed. By your death I live. The power of sin is overcome. It is finished. It is done. By your stripes I'm healed. By your death I live. The power of sin is overcome. It is finished. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was a prisoner. Now I'm not. With your blood, you bought my freedom. Hallelujah. For the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was a prisoner. Now I'm not. With your blood, you bought my freedom. Hallelujah. For the cross.
Prisoner, now I'm not. With your blood, you bought my freedom. Oh, hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus.
For the cross.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no stable? I go to the rock. I know this stable. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stands.
need a shelter, when I need a friend, and I go to the rock. Where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock, I know the stable. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me sinks in sand, Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where do I go when there's no place to turn to? Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock, I know the stable. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock.
I go to the rock. How about you? Amen. Praise God.
I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where do I go when there's no place to turn to? Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock, I know the stable. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me sickens, dead on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me sinks and on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock. When I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the song that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
Testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. There's been times in my life when I was down in despair, and I fell down on my knees, called on God in prayer. I thanked Him for His blessings, I named them one by one, but most of all I thank God for all He's done. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Well, the Hebrew boys, they can testify how God took out the heat in that fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lines were made of pillows for my head to lay. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Well, there's been times in my life when I was down in despair, and I fell down on my knees, called on God in prayer. I thanked Him for His blessings, I named them one by one, but most of all I thank God for all He's done. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Well, the Hebrew boys, they can testify how God took out that heat in the fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lines were made of pillows for my head to lay. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. I said, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Oh, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify.
Yes, hallelujah. Somebody ought to testify about the goodness of God, about His miracle performing ability. Somebody ought to be reminded that God's not dead. He's still alive. He's still in the healing business. I see many, many years ago, too long to even recall, but there was a man preaching in the streets, a man and a little lady who had been ill for 12 long years. Bible said she spent everything that she had, but in no wise got better. But she heard there was a man called Jesus in the very streets that she lived on, and she made her way. She pushed her way. She shoved folks out of the way. She had to get to Jesus. I said she had to get to Jesus. Whoa, but something happened the very moment that she touched the hem of his garment. The Bible said she was made whole of that plague. That blood stopped immediately. Why? Because she was persistent. She got to Jesus. Amen. How many knows we need to get to Jesus? When everything else fails, we need to get to Jesus. Hallelujah. Every day we need him. Right now we need him in our midst. We need him in our lives. We need him in our country. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Please, every head bowed, every eye closed. Dear Heavenly Father, nothing but a servant, very humbly standing in your presence, speak to this people. God, use this vessel to let us hear from heaven that you would have us to hear. God, we need a moving of your spirit. Not only healing for our body, God, we need a stirring of our souls. God, we need a mind that's made up to serve you regardless of whatever befalls us. Father, let us leave this place better than we came. Let us leave this place more on fire with the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Help us to stir up those embers to get the flames of fire rolling. Father, we'll give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. If you love the Lord, give him praise this morning. I said, do you love Jesus? Give him praise. Hallelujah. Let all of our visitors know how much we love them, how glad we are they came into the house of God to worship. Man. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God for everything. Amen. For our ministries. For those of you that are viewing or listening my live stream that paused, there's nothing wrong with the sound. That was a testimony of what God does through our young folks and through Children's Church. Amen. If you're thankful for our Young People's Program, give the Lord praise. Amen. Hallelujah. This is God's holy word. Everything in it is beneficial. But evidently what I had in it wasn't a time for it. So I'm going to step out on a spiritual limb. And I'm going to try to tell you what God's telling me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. You may be seated. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, get ready. If you ain't ready, you better get ready. I said, if you're not already ready, you better get ready. Amen. And I'm not necessarily talking about getting ready to hear what I'm about to say. I just get ready. Amen. This thing's winding up. Amen. I had a message planned. I had my notes ready. I'd prayed over it. I'd anointed it. Amen. But that's all right. If God wants to change our direction and change our mind, can you say amen? Amen. I want to bring to you as God is speaking to me because I'm getting it just as you're getting it. Amen. Glory to God. There was a man in the Bible, Jacob by name, who followed the Lord. Disobeyed him one time, but thank God he followed the Lord. God blessed him and told him he was going to name a nation after him. And he changed his name to Israel. Jacob had 12 sons. The Bible tells us that this one little boy named Joseph was not well-liked. In fact, the Bible uses the verbiage that he was hated of his brethren. Can I remind the church today? There are people in this world that absolutely despise the church. They hate what you stand for. They hate you, who you glorify, and they hate who you worship. Remember, Brother Mara preached a message many months ago. God has a plan. God always has a plan, even when you and I have no idea what he's doing. Well, the Bible tells us that these older brothers were out in the field, and Jacob wanted to send Joseph to see how they were doing. Now, you Bible readers know that as Joseph set out, there probably was a lot of mixed emotions about Joseph going out of the protection of his father into a place in the wilderness where brothers were that hated him. Nevertheless, he obeyed the Father. Sometimes when it looks bleak, it's best to obey the Father. When you don't know exactly where you're going or why you're going there, it's best to believe and obey the Father. Very remarkable sentence in the Bible that tells us when Joseph went to where his brothers were supposed to be, they weren't there. I'm going to tell you, you're going to run up on some people that ain't where they're supposed to be with God. And they're going to try to change you. They're going to try to tell you this and redirect your devotion. But let me tell you, always follow the leadership of God. He said, no, they're not here. They're over toward Dothan. That would have been a good excuse for Joseph to return to his father and say, I couldn't find him. But in his persistency, he went and found his brethren. Now, they saw him coming. They devised a plan. You Bible readers know that they said, let's kill him. Let's kill him and tell the father that some wild beast has torn him apart. They'll be rid of this dreamer. We'll be rid of this so-called favorite son of the father. There is a movement today to kill the church. If not to kill it, to totally and absolutely silence it. Because it doesn't coincide with the thinking that's in this world today. It's offensive to their thinking. It's offensive to their ideology. But Reuben, that backslidden brother, Maybe he wasn't completely backslidden, but he's on his way. Because he was associating with the wrong crowd. And that's a story for another time. Reuben said, no, we can't do that. It would absolutely kill our father. Let's put him in this pit. And we'll take that coat of many colors and we'll kill one of these lambs and we'll sprinkle it with blood and we'll just tell the father. That's what the brothers decided to do. I want to take you back. Joseph, come here. I want you to go and check on your brothers. Not only check on them, but come back and tell on them. That's basically what. Come back and tell me what they're doing and how they're faring. That was not an easy mission to do. But nevertheless, Joseph did. So they take Joseph, they strip him of his coat, and they lower him down into a pit. The Bible doesn't say what Joseph said or what he thought. What would you say, or what would you think? God, I have followed you. I have lived for you. I've even interpreted the dreams that you gave me the interpretation to, and it wasn't well received, but I obeyed you. I preached your gospel. I've taught your Sunday school classes. I've sang in the choir. I've been a devout follower of you for years. And you allow me to be thrown into a pit? This pit wasn't a drilled well with a terracotta pipes and concrete and soft and cushy place. I would imagine it probably stunk. I would imagine it was filled with creepy, crawly things. Oh, spiritually, sometimes we can get down and say, God, why in the world is all these spiritual creepy things coming all around me, bombarding my household, coming against me on my job, coming against me in my finances, coming against me in my health, trying to tear me down? Lord, why in the world have you put me in this pit? I don't know where my brothers are. They've left me for dead. I'll never see my father again. I'll never be able to enjoy his fellowship. I'll never be able to go back to church because you've put me in this dark, dreary pit. And I don't know how much time elapsed. I do know that we become impatient with God. The Bible tells us that Moses fasted, or actually went up on the Mount Sinai to hear a word from God. 40 days and 40 nights, he had no water nor food. The only thing he was fed was the word of God. Some of us can't go 40 minutes just listening to God, or 40 minutes in his word. But I would imagine Joseph being human, if he didn't get a little bit of a pity party, then what a mighty, mighty faith warrior he was. I can tell you what I'd been doing down in that pit. That's how much you think of me, God? And you show me how much you love me. Throw me in this old stinky pit. Stagnant water all around me. I got no food. I can't drink this mess. God, I'm doomed to die. Then the brothers were still conspiring. His brothers. Supposed to love him. Supposed to accept him. They're conspiring. And in the mighty workings of God, there just happened to be a band of Ishmaelites showed up in the wilderness on their way down to Egypt.
Not thinking about a pit. Not thinking about Joseph. We're on our way to Egypt. And one of the brothers said, instead of killing him, let's sell him to this band of Ishmaelites. And we'll be rid of Joseph forever. And they're sitting around the campfire, and every one of them had the little light bulb go off on their head. Blink, 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 blink. Such a great idea. I love this story. Thank you, God. So down in the midst of that awful, stinky, deep, I'm not going to say God forsaken. That's not a term that a Holy Ghost person ought to ever, ever utter. Your lowest place is never God forsaken. Your sickest sick is never God forsaken. Your deepest trial, your fieriest furnace is never a place where God is forsaken. He's with you everywhere that you go. He's with you even in the pits. But he's down there. Maybe he's praying. Maybe he's moaning. Maybe he's groaning. Maybe he's crying. Maybe he's saying, poor, pitiful me. But whatever he was doing, God's eyes were upon him. You know, maybe he's praying, God, deliver me. God, deliver me. God, deliver me. Pick me up. Pull me out of this pit. Guess who pulled him out of the pit? The same ones who put him in it. Do what? The same ones who put him in it. The same one who has misused you. The same one who has said all manner of things against you. The one who's wasn't praying for you. The one that was jealous of you. The one that didn't love you. God can move on them, change their hearts. They can come and spiritually pull you out of that dark, stinky pit. They lifted him out and put him with a group of strangers. Strangers. But you know what? God had a plan. God's got a plan for you. When you might say, Brother Eddie, then why am I still in this pit? Because God's not finished with your plan. Let me tell you something. You may not think about it like I do. But if God has a plan for me, and he instantly does it, that's good, that's wonderful, that's a miracle. But if I'm waiting on a plan that he's still working on, that he still hadn't put the finishing touches on, in my spiritual mind, I'm thinking, ooh, glory, what a plan. Oh, Lord, what have you got in store for me? If I'm having to go through this, then it must be great. If I'm having to be down in the pit, then you must be going to put me in the palace. Oh, glory. You must be going to put me in the palace. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm only here for a little while. I said, I'm only here temporarily. God's working on a plan for me. Amen. And you know, Joseph goes down. And everything he does and everything he says is blessed of God. I don't think, just my opinion, that when Joseph was sitting there on his seat of authority, second in command of all of Egypt, was telling everybody that come in, oh, you just won't know where I was. You ain't gonna believe. Now, I think he was so happy where God had brought him and where God had placed him. Let me tell you something about Joseph. If he was anything, he was forgiven. Don't you pray for that brother or sister that put you in the pit that they'll go through the same thing you did. Joseph had the authority to put them in the pit. He had the authority to have them killed or jailed. He did kind of play a little trick or two on them. That's the way brothers are. But he still loved them. And as the story ends, he couldn't keep it back anymore. He finally fell on them and hugged them and kissed their neck. He said, "It's me, your brother. It's Joseph. I once was dead, but now I'm alive. I once was in the very bottom of an awful, awful pit, but now I've been delivered. Now I've been set free. Now I am placed, amen, in a place of riches and authority." Wait till you see, the end of the story that God has in store for those who trust Him even in the pit. Hallelujah. Give me F. I like to sing in F because F is fine. I can't sing in G because G is great and G is higher. Well, He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Well, He brought me out. Placed my feet on that rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today. Song of praise, hallelujah. Sing it, church. Well, He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today. Can you see it? You ever been down in the pit? He brought you out. Come on. He put a song in my heart today. Song of praise, hallelujah. One more time. He brought me out. He put my feet on that rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today. Song of praise, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, I've delivered what You laid upon my heart. God, I pray that it would touch our hearts. Our spirits, it'll lift us up. God, You and You alone know that if anyone here today, God, is suffering and feels like that they're in an enclosed area or pit, that things are closing in all around them. Seems to be no light of day, no light at the end of the tunnel. We know that You didn't put them there. We know that circumstance did. And Satan's just trying to tell them that You've left them. You're never going to love them again. Father, if there's one that any of those symptoms applies to in this sanctuary this morning, Father, I pray that You would touch their lives. Pray that You would lift them up. Set their feet on a solid rock and put a song in their hearts. While every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you need a touch, if you need lifting up, if you feel like the world has just thrown you a curve and even some that you've trusted the most thrown you by the wayside, maybe even in a spiritual pit, come and let Jesus lift you up.
Is there one today? While nobody's looking except the pastor, would you just lift your hand if you need prayer? And I promise I will not come to you, but I will pray with you this week. I'll pray for you this week. God bless those hands. Some of you elders gather around this morning. Let's pray right now for deliverance.
Concerning his promise, he'll do what he
The doctor said you won't get well. Don't you fret, no, don't you worry. 'Cause Jesus, he never fails.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. Chains name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Are you ready for a miracle? I can be. Are you ready for a miracle? Spirit will set you free. Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for a miracle?
Are you ready for a miracle?
Ready as I can be.
Are you ready for a miracle?
His spirit will set you free.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
And made the water wine. Raised up Lazarus from the dead, brought sight to the blind. Jesus, man of Galilee, told the multitude that if you'll do just what he said, he'll do the same for you. Are you ready for a miracle?
Ready as I can be.
Are you ready for a miracle?
His spirit will set you free.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the miracle? Blessed be the ones who mourn, for they shall find their peace. Blessed be the ones who thirst. Blessed be the meek. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Blessed be the innocents, for they shall all be free. Blessed be the miracle that's waiting for you and me. Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready for a miracle?
Ready as I can be.
Are you ready for a miracle?
His spirit will set you free.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle? Jesus taught the lame to walk. He spoiled the devil's plan. Healed the lepers, fed 5,000 with just one command. Jesus, man of Galilee, told the multitude, blessed be the pure in heart, for they shall see the truth. Are you ready for a miracle?
Ready as I can be.
Are you ready for a miracle?
His spirit will set you free.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready for a miracle?
Ready as I can be.
Are you ready for a miracle?
His spirit will set you free.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle?
Again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is great.
Great to be praised.
Amen. We praise his holy name.
Yes,
praise God. Hallelujah. You know, as we started, we came in singing about how great God is. And as his power and his majesty, his spirit flows, we just want to just thank the Lord for that. There's still prayers going on. This altar is still open if you need prayer. Don't leave this morning if you haven't if you haven't released it to God. Yes, ma'am. Amen. 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 It's a powerful ministry. Love each and every one of you. Isn't God great? How great thou art is what I love to sing. He's talking about my God. Love each and every one of you. So good to have y'all with us this morning. And for those watching online, still, if you haven't written your prayer request, just put it in the comments section and we're honored to pray with you, because it's not us. It's all about God. And that's how we lift Him up. Love you. If you would like to invite y'all back for service this evening, please come back. We'd love to have you. It's a wonderful time in the Lord. So with this prayer, we're just going to take an intermission. We're all come back for service this evening. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just pouring out your Spirit upon us this morning, dear Lord, for answering the prayers, dear Lord. We're claiming victory in your name, Jesus. Dear Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. Again, dear Lord, thank you again for everyone that's here, not only here, but in the children's church and the little ones in the nursery. Dear Lord, guide us, keep us, and protect us. And dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon.